Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Sadhak Sanjeevani, Chapter 11, Verse 49. Link. Lord Krishna in the next verse orders Arjun to behold his divine gentle form in order to remove his fear.
Mate vyatha ma cha vimoodha bhavo drishtva rupam koramidrushtamedam vyapet bhipreet mana punastvam tadev me rupamidam prapashya.
O seeing such a frightening form of mine, be neither afraid nor bewildered. With a fearless and complacent mind, behold once again the same four-armed form of mine. Comment. Mate vyatha mam cha vimoodha bhavo drishtva rupam koramidrudhamamedam. Lord Krishna says to Arjun that seeing his dreadful form, with mouths terrible with teeth, in which the chief warriors are rushing headlong and some are seen sticking in the gaps between the teeth, with their heads crushed, and he devouring all the worlds with his flaming mouths, licking them on all sides, he should neither be afraid nor bewildered, and he should rather be pleased. It means that it was proper on his part to feel delighted as he had felt by thinking of grace instead of being bewildered. Arjun had said, "I am terror-struck. I am terrified at heart." So in response to Arjun's feelings of terror, Lord Krishna says, "Don't be terrified." The Lord revealed to him his cosmic form by being kind to him, so he should not be bewildered. Secondly, he was already pleased with him, so his request to seek his pleasure was nothing else besides delusion. He should renounce this delusion. Thirdly, he said that his delusion had disappeared, but actually it had not disappeared. So he should renounce his delusion and, being fearless and pleased, should behold his divine form. As there was no change in him in all the circumstances, while driving his horses or talking or revealing the cosmic form, he should also not undergo any change after beholding his cosmic form. The Lord further said to Arjun that he was terrified and bewildered because of his egoism and mindness. It was sheer foolishness, so he should be free from this foolishness. It is because of his wicked traits a man wants to maintain perishable things and persons. But having a spiritual inclination, behold the Lord pervading everywhere and so become fearless. Beholding the Narsimha, incarnation of the Lord, when even gods were terrified, Prahlad was not afraid because he beheld him pervading everywhere. So he fell at his feet and he took him to his lap and began to lick him. Vyape tabhi pritamana punastvam tadeva me rupamidam prapashya. Arjuna, in the 45th verse, said, "My mind is confused by fear." So the Lord says to him, "Be fearless and have a complacent mind." The Lord uses the term puna again, asking Arjun to behold again the same four-armed form which he had seen in his cosmic body. And by the terms tadeva and idam, Lord indicates, as you do not want to see this form alongside the Brahma, Shiva and frightful cosmic form, therefore I manifest myself in that four-armed form only, and he should behold that very form very carefully. How long did Sanjaya and Arjun have this divine vision? Arjun was offered divine vision by Sage Vyas when the war was going to be waged, so that he could communicate the details of the war to Dhritarashtra. But when at the death of Duryodhana, Sanjaya was overwhelmed with grief, he lost his divine vision. When Arjun requests Lord Krishna to reveal his cosmic form, he bestowed upon him the divine vision. And Arjun had a vision of his divine form and fearful form in his cosmic body. But beholding his malevolent form, Arjun was terrified, and offering his praises to him, he said that he was affected by fear and so prayed to him to reveal to him his four-armed form. Then he revealed to him first his four-armed form and then the two-armed human form. It proves that Arjun possessed divine vision up to 49th verse. Because Arjun in the 51st verse says to Lord Krishna, "Seeing this gentle human form of yours, O Janardhan, I am now composed and restored to my usual nature." Now a doubt arises as to why Arjun did not lose the faculty of divine vision when he had been frightened and terrified. The clarification is that by then, Arjun was not too frightened to lose his divine vision, but he is much frightened now, and so being terrified, he bows to the Lord again and again and prays to him to reveal to him the divine form with four arms. It is here that he loses the divine vision. Secondly, Arjun had a keen desire to see his cosmic form. So Lord Krishna vouchsafed divine vision to Arjun. But here he had no longing to behold his cosmic form. But being terrified, he longs to see his divine form. So there is no need for the divine eye. Thus he loses the divine vision. If Sanjaya and Arjuna had not been overwhelmed with grief and fear, they would have continued to possess the divine vision and seen more details. But it was because of their grief and terror that they lost their divine vision. Similarly, when a man out of delusion is attached to the world, he loses discrimination. As a greedy man by losing discrimination commits deadly sin, such as thefts, robberies, and even murders. But if he, without being deluded, attaches due importance to discrimination, he himself will attain salvation and will lead the world to salvation. Appendix. Arjun, being nonplussed, humbly sought the Lord's pardon for his past misbehavior. So here the Lord says, "I may appear either in my serene form or frightening form. After all, I am your friend. You were terrified. It was your delusion. It was a lack in friendship. All that is seen in my pastime. What is there to be terrified in friendship? Who is the high and who is the low? God has revealed himself in the form of universe. Therefore, this universe is said to be the first incarnation at the beginning of creation. Adyo vataraha purusha parasparasya. As God has incarnated himself as Ram and Krishna, so has he incarnated himself as the universe. It has been called incarnation because in it, God is objectively seen. At the time of incarnation, though he seems to be worldly, yet he remains unworldly. But he seems to be earthly to the ignorant because of their own attachment and aversion. It is God's will whether he reveals himself in serene form or terrific form. If the scene is beautiful, where flowers are blooming and the atmosphere is full of fragrance, that is also a manifestation of God. And on the other hand, if there is a scene where flesh, bones and waste matter are lying and that garbage is giving out stench, that is also a manifestation of God. There is nothing else besides God. God revealed himself as Ram and Krishna, and he also revealed himself as fish and tortoise and a wild boar. He may assume any form, but he is certainly God. Whatever person or object is seen, that is the form of God. And whatever actions take place, That is his pastime. If any person commits a sin or does injustice to others, it means that he is staging the human drama of Kali Age. He plays according to the semblance he assumes. If he assumes the form of an idol, he, like an idol, acts by remaining immovable. It is not befitting for him to perform an action as an idol, but it is proper for him not to perform any action. Otherwise, how will he remain an incarnation in the form of an idol? While assuming the form of a wild boar, he acts like a wild boar. And when he incarnates as a man, he acts, behaves like a man. He may assume any form and may act accordingly, but it does not affect devotees' hearts, because they hold that there neither is, nor was, nor will be, nor can be any other entity besides God. The universe which we see is not the cosmic form of God, because the cosmic form is divine and imperishable, while the universe which we see is material and perishable. As we see the material Vrindavan, but within it don't see the divine Vrindavan. Similarly, we see the material world, but within it the divine universe is not seen to us. Its reason is the desire for pleasure. It is because of this desire for pleasure that inert materialism and impurity have prevailed in the universe. It is because of the desire for pleasure that there is attraction for the world. If this attraction is wiped out, then the whole world is divine cosmic form only. On self-realization, the universe appears divine to a jnani, but it seems sweet to a loving devotee. Having seen it in the form of madhurya, sweet, as a man naturally loves his body, so does a devotee naturally love all beings. But Arjun saw the Lord's divine cosmic form because he wanted to see the same form. Trishtu michami te rupa maishwaram purushottam. In madhurya, there is special lovingness, and in aishwarya, glory, there's special influence. It means that the divine cosmic form, in spite of being one, appears in numerous forms according to the sentiment of the devotee. And in spite of appearing in numerous forms, it remains one. Diversity is unity, and unity is diversity. In the Lord's singularity, unworldliness, and peculiarity. End of chapter 11, verse 49.